Opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. World we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and actor out alone, riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road, his brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Riders on the storm. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. The world is really, the eyes of the people of the world are being opened to the riders on the storm, to the criminals of the world. Now, I'm going to present something to you that I'll just present it. You consider it. Jim Morrison and the Doors. Doors of Perception. Morrison was in the occult. I believe personally, I was a big fan of Jim Morrison. One of my favorite groups. And through the years, once I became a Christian, I began to see things in a different, from a different perspective, in a different way, with different, through the observation. Morrison was in the occult. Many of the songs that he wrote, I don't believe were just based on a concept, a thought. I believe they were based on what he experienced early in life. I wonder if Morrison was MK. There is very little stated about his father, but if I remember correctly, his father was military at one point. Very little is spoken of his mother. The things that he discusses, talks about, the lyrics in his music, very disturbing. Riders on the Storm, This is the End, very morbid, dark, and I believe, if I'm correct, this was from possible trauma, torture when he was young, very brilliant. Very brilliant, very strong-willed, very creative. Now let's talk about Hunter Biden. Do you think there may have been trauma, some type of programming on this boy when he was young? What about Ashley Biden? What about Volodymyr Zelensky? Remember, after World War II ended, as the nations began to, especially this country, began to profile the Nazis that were in power and their children, as records came out, Adolf Hitler sent his SS into the German countryside to look into the little villages to document why were the German children so brilliant? Why were they so loyal, obedient? And he found that there had been already, with the German children, there had been, we didn't call it MK Ultra back then, but there was a mind control program with the youth of Germany going back not 10, 20 years, two generations, but five generations, 10 generations. And in this country, many of these people, was there some type of programming with the Clintons? These are just questions. Because you see, with these people that have been programmed, where there's been abuse, torture, at many different forms of torture, even in the womb before they're even born. Electroshock, light, sound, in the womb. And the programming begins in the womb. And this type of programming, this type of shock therapy to things that are abnormal, the womb should be quiet, silent. The wives in the Old Testament, during the times of their pregnancy, there were no highs as far as adrenaline. They were very stable. They were very quiet. They weren't under any pressure, so that the children would be born normal. But in the MK families, like Holmes, the Colorado Aurora shooter, father, military, Sandy Hook, military parents. Two things generally you look for: psychotropic drugs and the father being involved in the military. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
GotsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code
KHNC.
And for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Still, but nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill
Well, that's kind of a very prophetic song. When you really think about it, see the sun going down. And when the sun goes down, dyslexia sets in. Going back to families, it's interesting that with this new movie that's out, it was put together by Catholics. You know that I'm an ex-Catholic, was a former Catholic, and I see the good and the bad of Catholicism. Within the Catholic Church, you have those who appear that say they are Catholic, but they are actually in the occult. Then there are those who are true Catholics, meaning they truly believe in God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Mel Gibson is a Catholic, has his own Catholic Church. Jim Caviezel, Catholic. Three major movies that this Catholic gentleman put out: The Passion of the Christ, The Sound of, what's the new one here? It just escaped me. Sound of Freedom. And another one that was very, very powerful, Apocalypso. You should look at this trio. Apocalypso, The Sacrifice, the sacrifices that took place back in the, 1400s, 1500s, 1600s? I don't remember the time frame. Yeah, probably 1500s. Mel Gibson did his research on all three. Did the research on this Sound of Freedom. And it's swept the country. And it is bringing the thought of families that have been involved in child abduction for generations. Child abduction, child sacrifice, human trafficking. And there are two main thoughts or two investigations of the Biden family. And one of those is slave trafficking. The other is drugs and every other form of evil. This is happening right here in Empire. Jim Morrison, in my view, my opinion, I believe, if I remember correctly, his father was military. All of these individuals, generally, that are involved in mass shootings, there's a military aspect, a family member, especially the father, and many, many parents allow their children to be used by government agencies. Kathy O'Brien and American people now are beginning to wake up. With all this child abduction, the child sacrifice, there must be sacrifice. Ukraine is a field of sacrifice. Many of they're not saying and haven't addressed the matter of the Ukrainian Orthodox believers, the Russian Orthodox believers at war with each other. They don't talk about, and it's not discussed, that the civil war, Christian against Christian, Satan is eternally wise. Well, not eternally, because he had a beginning. But from the time that he had consciousness and was put in position by God to sing praises to God, from that point to this point, he is brilliant and knows the psychology of man better than man knows the psychology of man. He used psychological warfare on Eve in the Garden of Eden. He knew he couldn't trap Adam. He knew he couldn't entice Adam. He knew it. So what did the snake do? What did the serpent do? The deceiver? He began to speak to Eve. And he knew her psychological profile. He knew everything about her. And he found her weakness. Her weakness was she should never have had a conversation with the serpent. That was the beginning of the end. And this is one thing that the occult world does not want. Anyone discussing what happens in the dark, the evil that goes on in the highest positions of power in the governments of the world. But I'm talking about the United States of America. Ashley Biden's diary was legitimate, proven accurate by the FBI investigation, that her father, according to her, what she had stated, if I remember correctly, had abused her sexually. And you see photo after photo of, or clip after clip of Biden. He doesn't grab dear old mom, attractive, beautiful, shapely dear old mom. No, he grabs a little girls with long hair. And his nose gravitates right to the perfume on their hair or the shampoo. Now, what about his lineage? What was Joe Biden's father like? Was Joe one of the MK Ultra experiments? All of this is coming out in the open. Everything is being viewed correctly. Mel Gibson, we have to credit this Catholic because God had put him in a position where he has clout with the theaters. They didn't think that this movie would get out there, Sound of Freedom. They didn't think it would get out there. They didn't think it would play in as many theaters as it is played on. But God has been with him in this movie. It is talk nationwide. Coming in, I go to other stations to hear what's being presented, what the other hosts are talking about, to get a feel. It's what I do. I'm loyal to KHNC. It just helps the station hopefully become a better station. My programs become a better program that I can present to this audience what I see. I could cover many things, the articles that others cover. I just don't feel to do that. No one covers Jim Morrison probably being an MK Ultra of some fashion, military, MK traumatized individual. Then he's in the occult. I don't know about the other guys, they had to be in the occult too, in the band. Things like this. Then with the matter of Mel Gibson being a Catholic, this man is a Catholic. This man fears God. This man sees things because God put him in a world to see what he presents on the screen. Donald Trump, by the hand of God, became president. Vladimir Putin. It's been a year and 4 months. Initially, when Ukraine was invaded, Putin was demonized by 99.99999% of the American people. Now, all of a sudden, the American people are waking up. Now, Putin is, people are realizing that this war in Ukraine, this conflict, is unjust. They realize that these people, like I say, they're going into a slaughter zone that is a sacrifice by the children of the devil. Vietnam. I have a friend years ago that helped open my eyes to the reality of generational Satanism. They made a comment. She said that the Vietnam War was a sacrifice of young American men to Satan. And the Vietnamese and the others that died in the war also a sacrifice. And I say that by studying history, going back to the Old Testament times, Satan has always demanded sacrifice. There must be sacrifice by the occult world if they're going to have the favor and the insight that only Satan can give them. And with this movie, seeing the evil of the human trafficking, I used the verse last week in Revelation chapter 18, 12, and 13. One of the least precious things in the order of valuable things in America, in Babylon the Great, is slaves and souls of men. The two least valuable, but they are a commodity, according to Revelation 18, verse 12 and 13. Humans are a commodity. The bodies of people are a commodity. Then it says the final thing, souls of men. Finally, eventually, they destroy the soul. And Christ came, firstly, to give man eternal hope by saving his eternal soul through the receiving of Jesus Christ and repentance of the sins of the individual, asking for God's forgiveness. Christ came to redeem the souls of men to eternity, to himself, forever. But this movie shows that these people that rule this world, as evil as they are, humanity means nothing to them. Humanity is a people are nothing more than a commodity. Their organs, their blood, their strength. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcast 1360khnc.com will return.
The Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Trees make you feel good, so don't miss the Tree Farm's Aram Tree Sale. Now through July 18th, save up to 35% on thousands of evergreen trees in all sizes. Choose from arborvitae, upright juniper, Austrian pine, Bosnian pine, bugle pine, Scotch pine, limber pine, blue spruce, Serbian spruce, and more. The Aram Tree Sale.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
The
conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Meller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
I see that worried look upon your face. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She's found somebody else to take your place. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. I too have lost my love today.
Yes, there are many people that have their troubles now. Zelensky's got his own troubles. This man, I saw him today, was the final day of the NATO conference in Lithuania, Vilnius, Lithuania. And this guy was walking around. Nobody wanted to be even around him. The man is contaminated. Contaminated humanity. Bible talks about people like this. This guy has conversations with whoever's inside his head. He is not normal. He's AB normal. He's got his troubles. NATO nations, they have their troubles. Russia has their trouble. The New World Order globalists of America, trouble. Everybody has their troubles. Was Zelensky? Who were his parents? What kind of trauma did he go through when he was a child? What kind of a childhood did he have? Why is he so arrogant? He's self-centered, self-important, but he looked like a demon standing amongst all these other individuals that were there at this get-together, at this conference. No one wanted to be around him. He comes dressed in a uniform, green like Castro. He doesn't dress up. His identity is death. And then he's complaining because he didn't get what he wanted. He wanted the NATO nations to agree to allow to allow Ukraine to become a NATO country. He got nothing. All he got was dinner, place to sleep, few visits with different people. But Biden basically said, no, you're not going to be brought into NATO. Before we allow you to become a NATO member, the war, you have to win the war. You think this man is going to win a war against Russia? He's insane. He's deceived. Delusion. And the NATO nations, they don't want to be have anything to do with him. Nothing. Now then, the NATO nations basically decide they're not going to do anything more than to give more arms and a pat on the back and a wave here and there to acknowledge that he's even there. But then you have this Rishi Sunak out of England. And see, Rishi, he was put in place just like Boris Johnson. He was put in place by Pilgrim Society London. They put him in place. There's an objective with Rishi. He's not even, I don't think he's even English. And he was unhappy that the UN, they decided to, in a sense, snub, not in a sense, they kicked Zelensky to the curb. They kicked him right where the bus stops. And there's still talk that Zelensky, he's already set a course for his life, and if he decides to deviate from that course, he'll be assassinated. He must continue the war with Russia. And if he decides to negotiate in any way, the Nazis that rule his country, that are around him, that surround him, that are the generals and the commanders of the that don't go to the front line, they will assassinate him. He's a marked man. Now, Sunak or Rishi, so he says, well, the G7 nations are going to support him. They're going to help him in any way possible. Japan, and I have all the nations here in an article. But they've decided that they'll assist him, and it's okay, Mr. Zelensky. We'll help you. I know the rest of the world is turning on you, but we won't. Why? Because the NATO nations are beginning to soften. They're realizing they can't continue pumping money, millions of dollars, resources into a black hole. They can't do it. It's destroying their countries. They can't build infrastructure. They can't pay for fuel for the coming winter. And so these G7 members, they said, well, we'll go ahead and pick up the slack. The G7 declares that it will set out how allies will support Ukraine over the coming years to end the war and deter and respond to any future attack. Supporting their progress on the pathway to NATO membership, coupled with formal multilateral and bilateral agreements and overwhelmingly supportive NATO members, will send a strong signal to Russia, President Vladimir Putin, and return peace to Europe. There's not going to be any peace in Europe. No, the time of peace, according to the Lord Jesus Christ, has ended. The time of the end of the peace began when Russia was forced to go into Ukraine to protect herself from American missiles being put on the eastern border. There will be no peace. And the military commanders of this country, if they would come out and tell you the truth, some are retired. Those that are retired are telling the truth, that there is not going to be any peace. There will be no resolution in Ukraine. There will be no end to the war. The weapons that are going to be sent and the finances that are going to be sent, they're looking 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road. This is a long-term plan. Resolve, zero. Continued conflict, bet on it. Go up to Black Hawk, put your bottom dollar down. The conflict is going to continue for another year. You'll get rich.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, this is Sam Cheshire from Build Design America, letting you know that right now we are offering 36 months interest-free financing on all of your kitchen and bath or flooring needs. Come see us at 665 Furnage Road in Longmont, Colorado, or give us a call at 303-772-1202. Once again, that's 303-772-1202. Look forward to seeing you soon.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Don't you love fires? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clouds? Quick, send in the clouds. Don't bother, they're here.
Don't bother, they're here. The clowns are ruling the world. The clowns have moved into all the powers of positions internationally, and the people of the world are going to suffer. We see it already. Now, interestingly, the hardships that are just beginning to reach this country. They haven't reached us yet. The hardships haven't reached the soil. Yes, to some degree. But the other nations of the world, they have been under the boot of the rulers of the world. The rulers of the world centered in secret societies. Many different facets of secret societies. Freemasons, Skull and Bones, the Illuminati, and you have Pilgrim Society. Pilgrim Society founded in 1902 in London, and then 6 months later in New York City. Very, very powerful people, very influential people, people that are from generations, dynasties in Europe, and they had to include America because of America's wealth and industrial power. Starting in 1860 with Lincoln, when he made the law, I think it was, to begin to build rails across the country, America took off. We began to become very powerful. Coal was abundant. They had a way to move coal, then eventually kerosene, then oil. And the Pilgrim Society of Europe, they knew that to pull off a global order, they couldn't do it alone. They needed America. Because they could see and they knew that America was only going to become stronger. And another thing I believe they noticed is there was a quality of the American people that to some degree didn't, it was there in Europe, but for some reason there was an ability that the American people had that was vital. And what that was we were creative. We were very creative. There was no problem that we couldn't solve. We took one of the greatest inventions ever invented, and we put that invention to use. We had the metals. We had the resources. We had the energy. We had access to leather. Everything needed. We didn't need to go to India to get our cotton for our clothing because we could produce it right here in the South. And we had the ability to create millions of this very vital invention that no one even talks about. The lathe. Just a simple old metal lathe or wood lathe. Both are important. And once we started to put the lathe to work throughout the East Coast, we took off as a nation. We were able to make rails, wheels for the trains and all of the pistons and you name it. This is what Europe needed. They needed American creativity. And who is it that really put together this techno world? American creativity. Two individuals, Jobs and the other guy from, can't think of his name. I can see his face. Kind of a husky guy. Guy that invented Apple. Can't think of his name. We then, with our military, having the resources, having financial resources, an endless supply of money, we were able to modernize the world like never before. And this is what the Pilgrim Society in Europe, these people in the occult, they knew that they had to have American partnership. They knew that. And there's only one individual, there were two individuals, I've talked about it before, that they would approach. One was Jesse James or William Andrews Clark out of Montana, who founded, who built Las Vegas, Nevada, actually, Jesse James. The other individual was John D. Rockefeller. And they eventually went with John D. Rockefeller. And they had to have Rockefeller as part of a member of the secret society, Pilgrim Society, and opened the chapter in New York City, a city that he already owned. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took my pillow's patented fill and combine it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow to bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Because of all of you, MyPillow 2.0 has been a huge success. And now we're bringing you our best-selling go-anywhere MyPillows with the same temperature-regulating technology. Made with my patented adjustable fill and brand-new cooling fabric, they're truly the next generation of MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com, use your promo code
KHNC
to save over 60% on our MyPillow 2.0 four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillows and two go-anywhere MyPillows. Regular $259.92, now only $99.98. King size, just $10 more. This is a limited time offer, so please order now.
KHNC.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street light.
Been spending most of the night.
Creative? Yes. We are one of the most creative nations ever, I say, in the history of mankind. This is what the Pilgrim Society Europe, London, needed. The creativity of a new group of people. And that creativity was God-given. It was given to the Christian people that jumped the ocean from the religions of Europe, from Catholicism, from the Greek churches, from the Protestant churches, from the Lutheran churches, from the deep, deep churches, the the Plymouth Brethren. These people jumped to this country, and God in Proverbs says that He will give His people the creativity and the abilities to create things. And we came to this country, the believers. You have to credit the Christian people that God had blessed. They blessed their minds, and we created. We were creative. We built this nation. And then everything, decade by decade, became usurped. The colleges, universities that were built for Christian education, Yale, Harvard, Princeton, usurped by who? Who rules them today? Christians? No. Hedonists, people in the occult, Yale University, Skull and Bones, usurped by the children of the devil. The military hijacked. Michael Aquino, remember him? That Satanist in the, what was he, in the Navy? There on Treasure Island in the bay off of San Francisco, Oakland Bay. The creativity that God gave the Christian people that came over here went generation to generation to generation to generation. And eventually God would once again have a hand in a great plan that He had for this country. It would be in the early 60s and mid 70s with a group of baby boom generation children. The core of Christianity that will be used once again in this nation, not to save the nation, but to bring punishment to the nation because of the godlessness in this nation. Yes, out of that group, there are still those that have been faithful from the 70s, the 60s, to the present. And then, at the presidency of Jimmy Carter, apostasy began to set on the churches, evangelical churches of America. We're going to have to continue our visit tomorrow. We'll have a discussion. We'll visit. We'll see what happens, what transpires. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360, KHNC.com. Also to the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church site. You can hear me there for my Sunday programs. We'll be back. Visit tomorrow.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360KHNC.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360KHNC.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.